Pierce through my heart. Transform me, O God. Renew my mind and change my will that I will be able to conform to thy purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to share something with you. There are times as a preacher, we come behind the pulpit knowing exactly what we're going to say. We have in-depth understanding about whatever we're going to say. There are times also we come because we know what God wants to say, but we are not really sure. We don't know. We know what he wants to say, but we don't know how it will go. And today is one of those days I'm going to share something with you. Because at the moment where God has brought us as a church, God wants to bless us. I didn't hear amen.
Amen.
I want you to understand God wants to bless us. But the blessings of the Lord, I'm going to share with you some things that will blow your mind. Because sometimes when he starts teaching me, I don't know how he teaches me, but I believe today something great will happen to us. Amen. I've been sharing with you, and I've come to the point in life to know that I said to the young folks who are learning how to play the instrument, I said to them, proportion-wise, I've been to the same rehearsing center with them almost 95%, myself. And Brother Edward has never missed any. I think you've missed only once. Yes. And I think I've missed about twice. Amen. And we have been around the same children who have been learning how to play the instrument. We've sat beside them by the teaching instructors. And we have been in the same place where these young guys have been. And they can play the keyboard and Brother Edward can play the keyboard. They were there almost sometimes. He's there before them. But yes, still, he can play the keyboard. So for the fact that he was at the place where they were learning, doesn't mean he will know how to play it. You can be around greatness and not become great. God can be blessing people in the church, and you can be in church and not get blessed and see people get blessed. So it is not good enough to be in an atmosphere where there is greatness, but to be able to partake. In John chapter 5, the man at the pool of Bethesda was at the place of blessing, greatness, manifestation, healing, but he received no healing because he couldn't meet the criteria. If God wants to deal with you, he must change your heart. He must work on your heart. He must work on your mind. After this too is being dealt with, something will happen to your will. Praise the Lord. So it is important for you to know that it is not just being a Christian that is enough, but doing what we do as Christians is what makes the change. Hallelujah. I want to share something with you. Let's go to Luke chapter 5. And I believe that God will bless you. I have 25 minutes. I believe that we'll continue this next week. Amen. I've had enough. Believe me, I've had enough about people telling me how great God is and not experience the greatness. I've had enough. I want to position myself to experience his greatness. It is not everyone. Listen, you must be able to associate with God in the right stance so that you get his blessing. And I believe this year you will see the blessings of God in your life. The Bible said, and it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were going out of them and were washing their nets. Watch it out. I want you to look at the word. They were washing their nets. And it came to, and he entered into one of them. There were two. He entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's. So he was particular. Say particular. And prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Out of the ship. And the Bible said what? Are you there yet? Praise the Lord. Now when he had left speaking, He said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your what? Your nets. See the plural there. Did you see the plural? God, Jesus instructed him to do what? To put down, lay down what? His nets for the what? For the trap. And Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we have taught what? The whole night and have what? I've taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down my word, my net. Jesus asked them to lay down their nets. Peter came out and said, okay, I have decided that I will lay down my net. Praise the Lord. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their nets break. They were instructed to lay down their net, but they decided to lay down a net. And therefore, the net was break. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the ship, that they should come and help them. Praise the Lord. They should come and what? And they came and filled both ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knee, saying, depart from me, for I am what? A sinful man. Lord. For he was what? Astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fish which they had what? Taken. So and so was also James, John, the son of Zebedee, which were what? Partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. Look at the face of your neighbor and say, neighbor, the season of change. Come on, say, neighbor, the season of change. Come on, say, the season of change. Come on, say, season of change. Say, neighbor, my season of change has come. Come on, celebrate Jesus in the house. Amen. When you look at the word season, I define season as a particular time when something is made to happen. Season is a war. It's a particular time when something is made to all to happen. That is how I define season. Praise the Lord. So during raining season, it means that it is supposed during the snow season, it means it will snow. During banana season, it means that banana will have a lot of bananas. Amen. And the word change means make or become different. Make or become what? Different. The second meaning is it take or use another instead of. So there is an exchange. The third meaning is an act or process through which something becomes different. That is a change. Change is coming to us because of Jesus. Then I ask myself, who is Jesus? And I'm being told that Jesus is the Word. Come on, say the Word. In John chapter 1, verse 1, the Bible said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse number 14 said, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among men, that we may behold what? His glory. Come on, say our glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now we cannot experience change even though the word is available. It only becomes possible when we mix the word with the ingredients of faith. Come on, say faith. Most believers, we are acquainted with this word, but we experience or benefit little from it. Because the more we get so familiarized ourselves with the word, the more sometimes we lose the essence of the power. The word in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, if I need the word and I need faith to make God's change come, then it means that I must find out how to get faith. Now Hebrews chapter 1, 11 verse 1 say, now faith is the substance of the things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Praise the Lord. Now I open up the scripture, Hebrews chapter 11, and I want to find out, because some of us have received the word from God, but now what we need to make the word become what it was intended to be, was to mix it with the ingredient called faith. Praise the Lord. I have to mix it up. Say to your neighbor, I have to mix it up. Now, faith in the process of change must be part of the chain at the beginning and must be part of the faith at the end of it. So faith becomes the whole composition of that which makes it possible. Because it is told that without faith, it is impossible to please God. He that cometh to him must believe that he is a rewarder. Come on, say a rewarder. Come on, say a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. Now, I found out that if faith is what will help me, I must find out what is faith. And I just told you, is the substance of the things hoped for. Now, I found out the meaning of the word hope. Hope is a feeling of expectation and desire for a particular thing to happen. That is what hope is all about. And so when I have expectation alone is not good enough. Now, feeling alone is not just good enough to bring change in our life. The other ingredient we need within the faith, one ingredient that the composition of faith has got, is what I call substance. Come and say to your neighbor, substance. The problem is not in my expectation, because if faith is all about hoping, then it means that I can hope every time and have great expectation in my life. I will sit behind my exam paper and just hope for something better to happen. If I want this ministry to grow, I will just come to church and hope that this ministry will move forward. All I need is what? It's just having high expectation. As a teacher, we have been told that we should have high expectation for our student. But oftentimes, the more we have high expectation for our children, for our student, they turn up not to comply to our expectation. Therefore, it makes me realize that having great dream is not just good enough. But I need the element, leave the scripture there, Hebrews 11, 1. I need the composition of the substance. Come on, say substance. I might deal with the introductory part today. Now, I went to the dictionary to find out what does it mean to have substance. Because I know what hope means. It means having high expectation. How many of you have got high expectation for God? I've got high expectation for God. But the hope expectation alone is not good enough, because that is not the whole composition of faith. Now what I need here is that I need substance. Come on, say substance. Come on, say substance. It is more of a scientific word. I saw it last time when I was doing my science. Substance means a particular kind. Let me read it here. A particular kind of matter with uniform properties. Praise the Lord. Another meaning said the real physical matter of which a person or a thing consists and which has a tangible solid presence. Be with me in the bone. Then another meaning says the quality of having a solid base in reality or fact. Your hoping with its high expectation must be gravitated with what? High reality. Even though you've not seen it, you have a high base of what? It is there. Be with me. The fourth definition where I fell in love with the subject, it says that the most important part of someone has said importance. The most important part of what someone has. The most what? Important part of what someone has. And because of what someone has, it developed, because of its importance, it developed what I call seriousness or relationship or real fact. So substance means the important part of something. That triggers seriousness. That triggers what? Seriousness. It triggers relationship. And it triggers what? Real fact. I know what I'm talking about. No one can take it from me. That is what faith is all about. Amen. Say to your neighbor, you need faith. I said during a leader's and pastor's platform, we were talking about faith, and I did make a statement that it is not only good to have faith, because when you receive faith, it is like a woman who wants to give birth and will have what I call conception. Conception is just the beginning of the journey, not the end of it. But you need the conception to be maintained in order to get to its fruitfulness. Now, when you receive faith, it gives you high expectation. When it gives you high expectation, you have to keep permanency within the high expectation. You can't flash, you can't come down and see it happen. You have to keep yourself up to make it happen. And I said on a platform that one of the things that maintain or keep your faith is that you have to be prayerful. You have to do things of God to keep it there. Amen. Come on, shout amen. We can't take this word for granted. When you have faith, it means that the importance of the word makes you not take the word of God for granted. Amen. After the fall of man, man became more addicted in terms of placing importance to something. We got cloned to placing importance on things by virtue of us seeing it. So man became so cloned to seeing, is what people tell me, seeing is believing. If I don't see it, I can't what? I can't believe it. The change I am talking about here is conforming to your destiny. That is the change I'm talking about. It's not change for you to be rich and leave God or not fulfill your destiny. In other words, showing forth his glory. The purpose of faith that cometh to you. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. When you hear the word of God, it gives you, it empowers you to have high expectation for God. Be with me here, please. So when you have high expectation for God, it is important for you to be what? To be solid, to have a reality of the base. What you are seeing, you begin to believe it, and it gives you a stamina. It gives you some roots, and you become not easily swayed by every sort of doctrine. You become so firm and so rooted like a palm tree. Because many who do not see what you are seeing will condemn your foundation. In Luke chapter 5, verse 1 to 10, it gives an example of a man who experienced change by the supernatural power of God. We will use this passage as a case study to look at some of the things we can extrapolate to use in our real life. Amen. Maybe I may deal with one or two points. In Luke chapter 5 verse 1, the Bible said, "And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret.
The change is coming because God wants to show forth what? His glory. The reason why change is coming to somebody under the sound of my voice is that God wants to show forth his glory. Come on, shout glory. In other words, he wants to reveal himself through our lives. That is why he's decided to come into our life to bring change. He wants to let people know that he's still alive. He wants to let people come to know that he's still yesterday. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. When you read the verse number 2-3, it said, and saw two ships standing by the lake, which means that the two represent there are other alternatives, but he has chosen to enter into one, and you happen to be the one in that boat. How did he hear? Amen. Now, the second point is that change is coming because he has chosen me to reveal his glory through my life. God has decided to do all, to show forth his glory, and he has decided to choose you to reveal his glory. Come on, shout glory. Now, we understand in Luke chapter 1 verse 30, it said, and the angel appeared unto Mary and said, hey Mary, thou hast found favor with God. Mary didn't find the angel, it was the angel who found what? Who found Mary. In John chapter 15 verse 16, it said, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Praise the Lord. Therefore God finds us. And where he finds us is very, very important. I want to dwell on this. Now, when God finds us, where he finds us, and when he finds us, is a critical question to address. Our availability is mostly predicated on where and how. Praise the Lord. And oftentimes than not, God decides to meet us. There are some of us under the sound of my voice, where God met Peter was not Peter's time when everything was beautiful. He met Peter at the point where he had tried many things in his life and he didn't succeed. There are most of the time when God wants to show forth his glory, most often than not, that is when you have tried everything you can and nothing is working. And most often than not, when it begins to happen to you, there are things you are hoping for, and the more you try, the worse it becomes. That is one of the characteristics that the season of your change is coming. Oh, you didn't hear what I said. There are times when you turn to the left and you turn to the right and you look at every part of your life. Everything you were hoping for is coming down. The Bible said that Peter have talked the whole night and his disappointment happened to be the same point where the season has come together to make sure that his visitation come to pass. I am here to tell somebody under the sound of my voice, maybe you have tried something several times and it is not working. The more you have tried, the worse it has become. It is about time you stop and go and wash your net. When you wash your net, it means that you are refreshing yourself to gain a new revelation. Because when you continue in the place of rejection, it sometimes weaken your ability to press on. The Bible said that until Peter and the other folks, when they were on the shore and experienced disappointment, if they had stayed on the shore, they wouldn't come to the end of the shore, the bank of the shore, to come and have an encounter with their change. Sometimes when you press on and it doesn't move forward, it is about time to come back to the source of your beginning and say, God, who is the beginning? God, who is the Alpha? I want you to take me to your name called Omega. I am here to tell somebody under the sound of my voice, maybe you happen to be at the shore, not yet at the shore, you happen to be on the sea, and the more you try, the more it becomes bad. It is about time you come to the starting point. point and come and say, Lord, I have tried, but it is not working. Give me a new strength. I want you to tap your neighbor and say, neighbor, what are you going through? Sometime Peter, where did Jesus meet them? He met them at the peak of their rejection. He met them at the peak of their disappointment. Is somebody disappointed in this house? Is somebody discouraged in this house? He met them at the peak of their discouragement. He met them at the peak of their uselessness. Has somebody been made to feel like they are useless? Has somebody's laboring in the day and night had become in vain? The Bible said that where he met them at the point of nothingness. I am here to tell somebody under the sound of my voice that the word of your change is coming when there is emptiness in your life. The Bible said it got to a time when in Israel there was famine. The famine got so bad that people were killing their own children, and that was the point of change coming into their life. And the Bible said, the prophet said, tomorrow by this time happened because of their situation. I am here to tell somebody under the sound of my voice, God said, I should tell you, in spite of the destitutes of your life, in spite of your disappointment, in spite of your weariness, in spite of your tiredness, He, the Lord, is bringing change into your life. I don't know who you are. I don't care how long you have been down. I do care, but I want to tell your down that your down has not got place in you. Your place is the up. I am here to prophesy into the life of somebody. Maybe you may be tired like Peter, but that is the point God wants to bring change into your life. I am here to tell somebody under the sound of my voice, you have tried many things, it is not working. Come back to the Alpha. Come back to God. And I see the Lord bringing it back to you. Can I preach like 2 minutes? The Bible said the prodigal son, he kept on moving forward when the forward was not even able to move forward. And the Bible said the more he pressed on, the worse the situation became. But the Bible said when he paused and he returned back into himself, the Bible said that was when God met him for his change. I am here to prophesy into your life that every storm you are going through, every pain you are going through, if you will come back to the shore, I see your change coming right now. I said, I see your change coming right now. Somebody under the sound of my voice, I know maybe you feel discouraged. I know somebody, you feel like nothing good will happen to you. I know you are asking yourself questions because you have toiled the whole night. You have exhausted everything, every contact you have. But I'm here to tell you that God, when he's bringing your change, he will come at the point where there seems to be no way. And he will make a way where there seems to be no way. I am here to tell you that don't be discouraged. It is not yet over with your life. God wants to bring a seasonal change in your life that will revolutionize your whole community. Men will ask themselves questions and say that, is it not the same person who have taught the whole night? The Bible said they called Sarah a barren woman because she taught the whole night. But the Bible said when she came back to the appointed time, change embraced her. Come on, say to your neighbor, change is coming into your life. I don't know how long you have been down, but I'm here to tell you, it is not time to give up. It is time for you to embrace your next level of change. Come on, say, my season of change. Come on, put your hands together for Jesus. I want you to stand on your feet right now. I want you to hold the hand of somebody. Sometimes it is good to go back to your beginning. It is good to go back where you started and start again. But some of us, the shame that goes with coming back, sometimes it's difficult. The Bible said the disciples were trying to move. He said, wait, come back to where I started. I left you. Come back. You want to pray for your brother or sister and say, Father, give them the strength to come back in spite of the shame that the coming back will carry. Come on, begin to pray for your neighbor right now. Begin to pray for your neighbor. How can I, Peter, go back to fishing? Go to fishing and catch nothing. I, Peter, sometimes it is your pride. Sometimes you have to go down and say sorry. Sometimes you have to go down and say, let it go. It is you who have to go. Come on, begin to pray. Sometimes it goes with shame. In the name of Jesus, my Father. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lift up your hand. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice. That may God give us the strength to wash our net when we toil the whole night and nothing is happening. As the Bible said, something must happen. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Give us the strength to come back to the place of newness and refreshment in Jesus' name. Amen. Somebody put your hands together for Jesus. Amen. Communion. Take your seat. Wow. Who did this to me? Well, okay, you did this to me. Let's start from the back. Let's come nice.